This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
How much better is a $10,000 bottle of wine than a $1,000 bottle of wine? What qualifies a wine to command that kind of dough anyway? And is it worth the high price tag? More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
Go into any decent wine retailer and you can buy a pretty good bottle of wine for $20. You can also buy a great wine for $200. And if you have $2,000 to spend, will the wine you purchased rock your world or just your net worth? So what is the difference between a $10,000 and a $30,000 bottle of wine? Most wine experts will tell you that it isn't quality. Rather, it's based on prestige, rarity, and age. It seems that some wines in this price range can actually justify those price tags, but other bottles have lost their punch to age, quite often due to improper storage. Sometimes avid wine enthusiasts will open an extremely expensive bottle and, to their extreme disappointment, find the contents to be unfit for consumption. Though many wines are routinely sold to high-rolling collectors for hundreds of thousands of dollars, most will never be consumed, which seems completely pointless to me. I say, why spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a wine when just a $100 bottle of wine can make you feel like $1 million? However, if you plan on opening one of those rare bottles, you know where to find me. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.